Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, it's Christiana. I hope you can hear me all right. I have I have the show on speakerphone on my phone right now. So I hope you can hear me all right. Let me know if you can't when I take your call. Let's see, a few things I wanted to point out. I do not do health readings, pregnancy, or legal issues. And I would prefer not to do time frames because time frames is not my specialty. If I do happen to give you a time frame, it'll be more vague, like a season or a certain month. But it's not going to be like real specific. So, also, please check me out on Facebook. I provided the link in the description box. In your search engine, just type in Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. All right, so I'm going to get to the first caller. One second here.
Hello, Christiana. Hello.
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 Christiana, can you hear me? Yes, I'm here, Christiana. Hi.
Hey. Just one second.
Hi, can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Anne. And enjoyed your yesterday's show, and so I decided to call earlier today.
Okay. What's your question for me?
My question, there is a situation with between me and my mom's hospital. Again, it's not legal, the attorney is not involved, just a situation. We're trying to resolve with your medical care, so they what they provide and what they... So... the thing is that it's just a situation where we're negotiating with them without any attorney. It's not a legal situation, but we are asking for extension to find an accepting facility. They simply don't want to keep her there, but we're asking for longer time to give us because we cannot do anything overnight. And that's the question. The other question, I'm not sure
if you can do one question.
Because actually it relates to this issue that also the person who is an attorney could have probably helped, but he's not answering to my emails. But that just, it's not the primary question. The primary question, if we will be able to, if the situation will be resolved positive outcome in my favor.
Okay.
In my mom's and my favor.
And they're talking about moving her. You have to move her somewhere.
No, quite different. Well, it just what they're telling us is, but I'm not even to say on the radio. But
okay.
They say you need to move here, unless we will do this, this, and this. It is horrible, and we cannot find an accepting facility to move here. But now several people are helping me, and maybe a different hospital. But different hospital is really complicated to move. So medically, they say that. It's not the procedure that they would go with. So it's either way, and we just need to move her out of there alive. And, you know, that's the situation. And move her somewhere else because we are there and happy with their care. But we don't have place where to move her. She needs 24-hour medical care.
Okay.
Not
so,
necessarily hospital, but nursing care. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first card I got was the Seven of Fire, and it was upside down. It says obviously the situation is not comfortable, and it will demand resources that may not be as practical, that may not be very practical for you. So I'll try to answer your question. Just I have to get through the reading first. The second card is an earth card
One second while I have to look this up. Okay. So I'm just going to intuitively read this card. It says, this card shows a goat falling into a volcano. It is the Five of Earth card. So that just intuitively, I feel like that means things probably aren't going to go as you'd hope for. I feel like there will be a different outcome than what you anticipate or what you are hoping for. And then I also pulled an air card, the Seven of Air. One second. Okay, this just says that I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, I feel like in my readings, I gotta just put forth what I see in my readings. And it's just saying that, that again, lack of resources. So you will probably go through a period of where you're feeling a sense of desperation, confusion, and like your efforts are futile. And obviously you're asking for relief or help.
I'm asking for a reasonable extension that will give us time to make arrangements. Mm-hmm. And the hospital is really gave us only like less 10 days. We were not able to do anything in these days. 10 days is simply not enough time. And other people involved, and the church is involved, but it's not enough time to do anything.
I understand, but the cards are telling me that you're likely to not get an extension. That's basically what the reading is saying. And I'm sorry that it's not the best news. But, you know, I got to say what I see. And it's just something that you're going to kind of have to bite the bullet and just deal with it as best as you possibly can.
Well,
it's just one of those things.
We need to go to court for this, but it doesn't guarantee that the court, first of all, I'm not an attorney to find this case myself. And the attorney who was in the case long time ago, he took the money. He didn't do anything. So we simply discharged him. And the only option to go to court, and I don't know if this will be even a good decision, because if the court says no right away, then it gives power to them, not to us. And I'm not an attorney to prove the case.
I can't answer anything about anything involving court or anything like that.
No, the court, we even didn't go to court yet. I didn't know. We were trying to negotiate peacefully without any court. And they gave us really short extension what day, because she simply needs to be moved somewhere. But we're asking to give us some time, because we need time for that. It's really upsetting.
Okay. And I'm just going to pick one more card for you. It is the clairvoyance card. So Archangel Raziel is coming through, and he says that he's helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love. That might seem irrelevant to your situation, but I just wanted to throw something positive out there before I let you go. But I do have to move on to the next caller.
So the last card, what did he say, Archangel Raphael?
I already put the card away. Raziel.
Raziel, okay.
Raziel. He just wants to get you out of a place of fear and into the love frequency. And I know it's hard right now, but just call on him for assistance. And he should help you to get more centered and grounded. I'm sorry I couldn't tell you something different, but I do have to get to the next caller, so thank you for thank you for calling. I had to put you on hold to listen, and I am going to the next caller now. 917 area code.
Listen five times. So why wait? Stop by your Tinker Hello? Aisle today and get younger looking skin that everyone will notice. Revitalize
Hello?
Hyaluronic acid serum from
917.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I was calling to ask just if there's any message in spirit about new job, manifesting a new job, career, better financial situation. I've been doing a little thing where I set my intentions at night, speak to my guides, try to call some archangels, ask for some assistance. I just was curious if there was any message from spirit.
About pertaining to, like, a new job?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go to my Archangel deck first, and then I'll pull a few more cards to see what I get. Okay. So I got the teaching and learning card. This is Archangel Zadkiel that's coming through. He says to keep an open mind and learn new ideas, then teach these ideas to others. So I'm thinking it's obvious that you're a spiritual person. Whoa, that's really loud. But he is here to help guide you in, like, a spiritual practice. So have you ever thought about starting up your own business and, like, a spiritual-based business? Maybe doing readings or, like, Reiki or something like that for people?
I haven't thought about it. I've been told that before. Well, I just figured I'd have to I'm trying to tap into spirit so I can, yes. The answer is yes. I've been told that if I can get some of the clairaudient things that you might have or others might have, then I guess, yes, I would have no problem trying that.
Well, everyone has psychic abilities. It's just a matter of tapping into that. So what I suggest is learning, like Googling and learning what is the different, like clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, all the clairs. Learn about those and see if any of them apply to you. And then whatever one applies to you, I go with it and, like, do a YouTube meditation to open up that part of yourself. Like, say if you find out you're clairaudient or something, then you do, like, meditation to open that up more. And YouTube has a lot of free ones. So I suggest starting there. But definitely I'm also hearing that you'll probably need to keep just a regular, any old job, just a regular job. And then on the side, when you have time, try to get your spiritual business up and running. So you'll really have to hustle, but it's possible to make it happen. But again, that angel that came through was Zadkiel. So you can call on him for assistance and as you learn and as you teach others through your business.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. That is your reading for today. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if I took this caller yet. 805.
Hi, 805? This is Donna. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I pulled a muscle in my lower back. Oh, my gosh. I'm on my fifth week. Kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Staying at home. Very painful. But when I'm better and up and running, I'd like to meet a male partner. You know, even marriage for me, I'd like that. You know, I just get kind of lonely being by myself all the time. So I wanted to know what you were picking up on my love life, please.
Okay. 1 second. I have to shuffle the cards real quick.
Okay.
So, I pulled a fire card for you. I have to look it up. 1 second. The four of fire.
Hello? I didn't hear anything. Are you still there? Hello? 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 Hello?
I sincerely apologize. I hope
Hi.
That. Oh goodness. Were you able to hear me the whole time, or did you not hear anything?
Uh-uh. I didn't hear anything.
No.
I called back, and it was the same thing. Nobody could hear anything.
Oh, I am so sorry to everybody.
I hit a button on my phone and it muted me by accident. So,
oh my gosh. Okay. About my love
I'll
life.
I'll repeat it.
Thank you, Christiana.
Yeah. So I pulled a card and has four men on it.
Whoa.
Not good. No. But it's not who you're going to meet. I'll just skip that one, okay? Forget I said that. Okay, I'm going to go to the Oshun card. Oshun is
okay.
A goddess of love, beauty, and sensuality. She's a Yoruban goddess. She's someone that I call on quite often, and she's very helpful in matters of love and passion and romance and all that. She'll help you, you know, to see the beauty in your life, to bring in sweetness. If you want to, you could set up a little space, sacred space, and offer her some honey and light a candle, and she will help bring that love energy into your life. So you can, because you are going to meet somebody special, but first, I feel that she wants you to work on yourself first and to reflect on your past. Yeah, so great. Just keep doing that because the isolation is serving you well, actually. You just don't realize it because you get lonely sometimes. But it is helping you to reflect and grow. And then after that period is over, you will come into that love and romance energy, and she will help bring that special someone into your life. She's really a great goddess. So that is your reading for today. And I would also like to pull you an archangel card. Something just told me that you might like that. I don't know if this is relevant to you or not. It says you are safe. Archangel Michael. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. So
oh,
Archangel
that's nice.
Michael.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's
he's
very
one
nice.
Of my favorites.
Okay, what was the goddess's name again? Because I'll put the candle up and stuff. What was the goddess's
yeah.
name? The one that
make
in?
Sure to give her some honey, too. And maybe
okay.
get her like
okay.
a yellow rose or something. She likes yellow flowers. Her name is Oshun. It's O-S-H-U-N.
Okay.
She's
right.
like
I'll
the equivalent of Aphrodite, almost. So,
oh, wow.
She's,
very
yeah,
nice.
She's awesome. Okay,
she's
well, I have to move on to the next reading, but
thank you
thank for you
calling.
Thank
you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Take care. Nine 951 area code.
Hello,
951 area code. Hi.
Yes, can you hear me? Hi.
What is your question for me today?
You know, I wasn't sure. Do you see me coming into some more financing or a new place to live or something like that or a girlfriend? I'm not really sure about
well,
that.
Well, you got to just pick one question.
Okay. Do you see... let's see. Do you see me getting a new job or going back to the one I have? I should be going back to that one.
Okay, let's see. One second. Okay, let me look this up. I picked a fire card. One second.
Tick tock.
It's a new deck, so so I'm getting familiar with it.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm feeling like this fire is upside down, so the card is reversed. So I feel like the flames are in the earth, and on top it's cool. So symbolically, what I feel this means is that this is a period of rest for you. It is something that you need, and to just focus on that instead.
Okay.
I know it's probably not what you want to hear per se, but that's a message I'm getting. What does fire have a powerful meaning for you in your life?
I guess it would be passion and that kind of thing. Fire would be more of a passion, you know, maybe like, you know, pursuing your dreams, you know, music, acting, you know, writing, maybe the arts or something.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this fire is deep in the earth, so that it's just telling me that you're a very passionate person. And it's funny you were talking about, I think you mentioned something about romance or something. And I pulled a card with two seahorses, and they are facing each other like they're kissing. So that says... That tells me that if you're single, that you're likely to meet someone soon and have a really healthy romantic relationship, a passionate relationship.
Is she pretty well established? Is she higher on the career field, or is she going to be a doctor or anything, or?
One second. Well, it seems like she has more of just a basic job. Nothing too fancy. I'm seeing on the card someone working with pottery. She might run her own business, but it's not going to be something where she's making a lot of money. So, but hopefully give her a chance.
Someone said, I ran a doctor's name, and I thought it might have been this doctor I know. But maybe it's not.
I'm not sure about that, but there will be some... You will be meeting somebody. But thank you for calling. I do have to move on to the next caller.
Okay.
All right, take care. 111 area code.
Oh, hi, Chris.
111.
Hi, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I read your profile, and so it's wonderful that you're empath and consistent. That's not too many people with ability have, besides being psychic and medium. You have a lot of gifts. Thank you for doing the show. And so I have a question.
Yeah, thank you.
It's my second time speaking with you. I have a male friend, and I have to... we work together, but he like literally every 2-3 minutes he needs to communicate with me, and I just need to know if he does that because his hormones are going crazy, or that was the, because that's how I end up paying attention to him. But today he did it. He did it a lot today. He did it a lot yesterday. And even if I see another guy, he'll get in front of me. He'll ask me to please to look at him. And I look at him. But I just want to know, is that his form of
Well, yes, he's a very needy and possessive person and jealous. I would say obsessive as well. I see him being prone to, like, verbal attacks, like, possibly verbally attacking you. So I would be careful with him. He doesn't sound or feel like the right guy for you. Is this the guy you asked about the other day?
Yes, but I'm the same way as well. So.
Okay. Well, sometimes the similar energies, when they collide, it can cause a lot of friction and outbursts. So, I'm not sure what I told you the other day when we talked. I think you called in on air.
Yes.
But
you told me
I might have said that he. Did I tell you that he was going to come over?
Yes, you did say that. That I need to be submissive, which I worry we have to add a certain way, but I don't worry we add a different way. Which I.
Well, you know, I could see you guys getting involved, but after looking into it further, I'm thinking that he's probably not the right match for you. But, of course, it's up to you, you know. I could see it being a passionate relationship, just with a lot of fighting and friction.
Yeah.
So, the passion is a plus, I guess.
Yes.
It's up to you.
One thing here. Is it necessary to get my attention every 2-3 minutes? I mean, 4 or 5 hours, is it necessary?
Maybe he wants to talk to you every day. I don't know. I usually do with my boyfriend. Every couple minutes, every 5-10 minutes, that's a bit excessive.
Yeah, I agree. I blew up today. I said, oh my God, can I breathe? Can I breathe? And he got you probably feel it, right? And he blew up, and then I blew up, and then. And then I closed the door, and then he opened it, and then he closed the door hard, and then he comes out in 2 minutes like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then I kind of missed your headache.
It's up to you on what you want to do, you know. But I do have to move on to the next caller.
Thank you
for calling. Take care.
Thank you. It was entertaining.
917 area code.
Hi.
Hello. What's your question for me today, and who's calling?
Hi, I would like a general, please. And this is Candy.
Candy? Okay, I'll give you a general. One second. I have to shuffle the cards.
Okay. Can you do it related to my career at this place where I work right now full-time? What do you see around my career here?
Can you get more specific?
Yeah, I don't really like what I'm doing right now, where they put me. Are they going to consider putting me, are they going to put me somewhere where I will be more independent again?
Okay.
Like, do my own, have my own, not like a fill-in for anyone.
Well, let's see. Well, the first card is the King of Spring card. This is from my fairy deck. And it's telling me that there, I don't know if it's career. Okay, it is career, but it's saying that your leadership skills are needed.
Yeah.
So, and then it says, I have the Seven of Summer card. So, the spirit doesn't want you to procrastinate anymore. They want you to really step into your own power. But at the same time, although I do believe you will get the position you are hoping for,
yeah,
and more independence, this where you're at right now is necessary for your life experience. So you're where you need to be right now, and I think you will be in the same position for a while, but not forever, so don't lose hope. Eventually, and I'm not sure of the specific time frame, but eventually a situation will lead to significant opportunities in the workplace for you. So take advantage of those opportunities. I heard fall may be a significant time for change and for this shift in your life as far as your career goes.
Okay. That's good. Are they going to be, like, helpful? I mean, are they understanding that this is really not for me? Like, this is very hard for me to do this?
I can only do one question per person. I'm trying to be fair to everybody else. So I do have to get to the next caller, but if you want, you can send me a message on just click on the link and send me a message, and I'll get back to you. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I was muted. Sorry. I said thank you very much for the reading today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome. I'm going to hop right into the next reading. 703.
Hi, my name's Andrea. Hello, my name's Andrea. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. My question is, I was actually adopted, and I've been searching for my biological father's side of my family, and I believe I actually have made contact with the right side. Do you think it's the right side, or am I kind of like barking up the wrong tree?
Sorry?
Can you still hear me?
I'm sorry, did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So,
Okay. I believe I found like my biological side family through DNA test, and I'm not 100% sure. But do you think this is the right person, or or is this like maybe the wrong person? I should look to search somewhere else.
Well, my pendulum is saying yes, that it's the right person. So you're
looking
in the right spot.
yeah, you're on the right track, and it's a big yes. So it's swinging around in a big circle.
I've had people tell me I look like the family members. I've had the family members that are my cousins now say I look like their family members. But, of course, the father and the sister are, like, going to deny it. But, you know, you can't deny DNA once you do a DNA test. I really hope that one of the kids will do a DNA test to make it 100%, you know, positive. So that's my hope.
Yeah. You're definitely looking in the right spot. So I just keep going on this path that you're on.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thanks so much. I made my day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's only 4 minutes, so I'm taking the last caller, 551 area code.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is Tasha. I was just calling to see what do you see as far as my relationship.
Okay, so you want to know if there will be a new relationship in your life?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Excuse me. I just have to shuffle the cards really quick here. So... Okay. I got 3 inverted cards. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. Sometimes it can be negative, but not always. So the first card is the balance card. And this is from my fairy deck. Anyways, it's a balance card. It's upside down, which means that your life is very chaotic. The energies in your life are very chaotic. You're not balanced. You're not centered or grounded. There's something that you're doing that's blocking you off from, like, your highest good and from an awakening, like a spiritual awakening. So... you need to change the way you're looking at the situation, embrace your uniqueness, a temporary pause in the action. So right now, it's best to focus on yourself right now and becoming centered, grounded, and raising your vibrations, like through meditation and connecting with spirit to get you into that love frequency that you want to, where you want to be. But you can contact me on my page. Just look in the description box. The show is going to cut off. All right, everybody, thank you for calling. Please, again, look in the description box and contact me on my page if you need to. My prices are reasonable. Sometimes I even do free readings just for fun. So you can contact me. Thank you so much for calling. It was a blessing to provide readings for all of you today. Please call in again tomorrow around 3 p.m. Thank you. Bye.